You're listening to Soul Food A La Carte, Episode 10. It's finally ready. The first Food for Your Soul Academy online course is now open for enrollment. This one is called Getting Unstuck. We all have besetting sins, those stubborn behaviors that we just can't seem to change. They range from an annoying habit to a full-blown, life-dominating addiction. Whatever the severity, the principles for overcoming them are the same, whether it's a habit or an addiction, whatever it is. The same principles. This course will show you how to gain power from God that will enable you to have lasting victory in areas where you've tried to change over and over without success. Whether it be overeating, drinking, drugs, gambling, porn, or anything else that has a grip on you, you can have victory. Click on the link for a free sample lesson. You get a feel for what it's like, how the course goes. These courses are unique. It's more like having a series of personal counseling sessions than a traditional class. That's how change happens in a person's life. And so I'm making these classes, I'm designing them around that, unlike any classes I've done before. Sitting through an hour-long lecture and regurgitating your notes on a test is not the best way to learn. In order to have lasting change, each principle must be thought through and assimilated into your belief system and then acted on, one at a time. Each of the courses in the Food for Your Soul Academy is designed with that principle in mind. A single truth will be explained in a video, anywhere from 2 to 14 minutes in length, just a short video. Then questions to help you think that one principle through. Then specific, tangible exercises designed to help you make it a part of your life. And if you get stuck, I'll make myself personally available to you. The regular price for this course is $99, but if you enroll prior to May 1st, the price is only $39. And all videos, MP3s, all other resources will be yours to keep. And if you're going through the course to help someone else who's purchased it, you can have free access. Just let me know what you're doing, and I'll get you a coupon code. Also on the blog, the latest sermon is finally up from last Saturday's Bible study, Mark 7, 14-23, Morbid Anatomy, the Root of Sin. An excerpt from the message, you can't fight a sin problem in your life effectively unless you understand the root cause of that sin. If you want to get to the bottom of the problem so you can have lasting change, here are some questions to ask yourself. What wrong decisions led to the sin, and what inclinations of your heart led you to decide that way? What were your motives? What feelings and emotions led you to being vulnerable to the temptation you fell to? What thought patterns resulted in those emotions? What perspectives did you have that led to sinful reactions? What sinful attitudes or desires caused you to look at things from those perspectives? And what caused those attitudes? What was the origin of the desires? All desires come either from God or from the world, according to 1 John 2:16. What is your heart in love with that it should hate? And what is your heart apathetic about that it should love? What were you hoping in? What were you trusting? What were you seeking? And what wrong beliefs were underneath all of it? Click on the link to listen to the whole message. And after the message, there's also the supplementary notes. I put them all in one recording, so the recording's like 2 hours long. First part, first half is the sermon, and the rest is those notes. Also, a link to the sermon on James 1:5-8. This is the famous passage about if you ask for wisdom, God will give it to you. God promises wisdom to those who ask. So if that's the case, why are there so many times when we beg God for wisdom and then end up making a stupid decision? And why does God make wisdom so hard to attain? We try so hard to do what's wise and we end up doing what's foolish. Why is it hard to attain? This message answers those questions and explores the magnificent title that James gives to God. The generously giving to all without finding fault, God. Learn how understanding that title can change your life. And a quick thought from the message on Ephesians 1:10. Next time you hear somebody ask, why is this happening to me? You can say, well, for one, it's happening so that God's eternal purpose, that the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms might eventually know the breathtaking scope of the multifaceted wisdom of God will be realized. And then finally, the Ten Commandments song. I love this song. This is the greatest little song for learning the Ten Commandments, teaching it to your kids. It's, you know, even if you memorized Exodus 20 word for word, still, it's hard to remember which commandment goes with which number. Like, what's commandment number 6 or 8 or whatever? You learn this song, that'll never be a problem for you again. Our kids learned this song 20 plus years ago. They still remember it to this day, and so do we. It's such a catchy song, so easy to remember. It's a great way to teach Ten Commandments to your kids and adults.